feel like you're working. So then it's maybe it's easier to just kind of be good at it.
Definitely.
I can agree with that. All right, Natalia. How do you balance your music career and your acting career?
I don't. It's a perfect storm of activity usually. I have too many things going on, too many projects that I'm trying to juggle. Sometimes it's always exhausting. Sometimes it's stressful. But no matter what, it is also incredibly satisfying, challenging, and fulfilling. So yeah, I'm not a great balancer. I will cop that to you both immediately.
We appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Who really is a good balancer these days, right?
Yeah.
There must be some people out there, but I am definitely not one of them. I do not have a good recipe for that. When we work on movies, we oftentimes work through the night and we shoot forever and we prep these projects diligently. And then when I work with Mick on recordings, because we're both perfectionists and we just egg each other on, we literally will sit down at any time during the day and it just continues on through the night and on to the next day until we'll sort of happy with what we've got, and we're never happy. So yeah, worst balancers ever.
That's okay. Okay, so we saw amongst your busy schedule, you have done like so many different genres, so many different roles. You've done comedies, you've done horrors. How is your role in Annabelle Comes Home different from the other roles you've played in the past?
Well, I have never played a monster, and it is so much fun. At first, I was a little apprehensive because, I'm afraid of the genre. When it's done well, it is so scary and so haunting. And Annabelle is part of the Conjuring universe, and it is such a powerful, filmic entity. So I was a little intimidated at first, and I said, I don't know how I'm going to find myself playing such a super baddie. And then they started applying that scary makeup, and the first test took maybe, 5 hours, just all the layers and all the, darkening and the crazy fingers and the skin and the scars and all that. And I just found it to be liberating because for the first time ever, I didn't have to worry about looking good or looking friendly to the audience. It was quite the opposite. And then, once the blood spatter went on and the camera started rolling, and it's such a great team that works on this movie. I mean, we had the best time. It was just so much fun. I want to do more of this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what was it like to have your songs featured in films, especially All I Feel Is You and being in the film you also acted in?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I find music to be an integral part of every movie. Maybe because I'm such a music sensitive person, but it heightens your emotions. It really helps to convey what the movie is trying to tell you and the kind of story it's trying to portray. So to be able to help enhance the picture by making music for it, or just sometimes, sometimes we make a song specific to a picture, and sometimes it's just something that is already in your roster and you get approached about having the music used on the soundtrack. We love doing both things, but in particular, making a song, recording a song for a scene is great because you kind of like limited out of this world of infinite possibilities to a specific mood, a genre maybe. And then you try to convey that. So it kind of locks you in a certain parameter, like with our song for the Nicholas Sparks picture, The Choice, which was written specifically for that movie. But All I Feel Is You was released right before or right after that. And having it on that movie soundtrack as the official track, it was the only song in the movie because the rest of the music in the movie was just score by Benjamin Wallfisch, who does beautiful, beautiful scores. So it was, it was like a double pleasure to be on that soundtrack. And our song comes on at the very end in the most emotional scene. So, it was such a privilege and such a thrill. And, to share this screen, even if for just a moment, with Paul Walker was, phenomenal. He was such an amazing guy and such a great artist.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
So while we're on the topic of your music, we were wondering, what was the inspiration behind your latest single, Frederique, the one by The Forevers?
Thank you so much for that question, because it came on as sort of a joke a little bit. You hear a little bit of French dialogue in the beginning of that song in the intro, because we were playing around in the studio with one of my good friends at the time, Frederic, who is a Parisian. And so we were just chatting, and she was, you know, laughing at how bad she cannot sing. And so we started recording this little ditty, and you know, we're always inspired by anything that happens in the studio or outside. And we just started to put it together. And it was kind of like, it'll just be like a little funny jingle with a little French in it. But then Mick and I just went on this huge musical tangent, and it just was, the song was waiting to come out. So it became this kind of a favorite of our track, at least as of the recent music we've done. So, you know, we put a lot of time and energy into it, and we arranged it somewhat differently than our other songs. So it became kind of an important track, and when it started making rounds and the critics started, you know, kind of proclaiming what they thought of it, it turned out to be a marvelous, kind of a sort of a new direction. You know, there's one critic who called it like lovely, like the French New Wave, and likened it to Belle de Jour and Breathless, which is, you know, some of our favorite movies ever. So it seemed to be getting a great response by those who listened, and you know, we're so happy for that, because we do love that song, and it's fun and kind of airy and sort of, you know, I don't know, brings to mind summer, I think. So it's kind of nice in the winter that's approaching, that you think of summer, you know, warmer summer climate.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we went to produce a video for the song, we took it to the streets of Venice, so it kind of it shows this like little fun pursuit going through the most iconic places in Venice Beach. So if you guys are online ever, look it up on YouTube, just under the Forevers, Frederic, because it kind of ended up being a sun-infused picture that I think enhances the music experience too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you've mentioned that you're a busy person. It seems like you like to be a busy person. So what is it? How's it been running your own production company?
You know, I can't imagine any other way by being my own boss. So I love it, because it doesn't limit. Time is the only limitation. It doesn't limit creatively what you could do. So you set goals for yourself, and, you know, nobody tells you what and how to do it. The downfall of that is that you're working 24/7 because you're working for yourself. So it's not like you have somebody over you telling you it's 9 to 5. It is all consuming and never ending. So a warning to those who might be thinking of launching on their own path, but at the same time, I cannot imagine anything better. And I think if you take a risk of working for yourself and being your own boss, you will be rewarded for it tenfold, a hundredfold through life as you make your own choices. And yes, you don't have a safety net, particularly in the beginning, but you get to choose your own projects. I mean, what's better?
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, you definitely are a boss. We want to congratulate you on all of your recent success.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. And hello to all the listeners. You guys keep listening to good independent music. We love it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Natalia.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Up next, we've actually got her song from The Choice, Daylight, right here on WCSF.